It's a joy to be able to come together and to share prayers of intercession, prayers of wants and needs. And we also know that God will answer prayer if we ask Him according to His will, not our will. It has to line up with His will. In James chapter 5, it says, "Confess your sins each to the other and pray in order that they may be healed." He said, "Because the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and wonderful results." That's the prayer of intercession, and we do that. But then also, little John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, talked about how we can be confident that he being God, listens to us when we ask for anything in line with His will. Wow, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? And then also over in Corinthians chapter 12, it says, "We can be confident of God's response to our prayer when we submit it to His will." Well, think about this too. In Exodus chapter 14, the Lord said this to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving." So our prayer must be accompanied by a willingness to obey action. Well, we thank God for the ability to talk to Him, and we thank You, Lord, for talking to us, and we thank You, Jesus, for teaching the prayer that You taught to the disciples when they asked, "Lord, can You teach us to pray like John the Baptist taught his disciples?" Jesus says, "Yes, I'll do that." And here it is, a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever." And all of God's people said, Amen.